Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Version Control Systems. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in DevOps in the DevOps Engineering for Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential role of version control systems, particularly Git, in facilitating collaboration among teams. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to demonstrate basic usage of Git for version control in collaborative projects, understand fundamental commands, and navigate common workflows. Main content. Introduction to Git and its role in collaboration. Git is a powerful version control system that allows teams to track changes in their code and collaborate efficiently. It provides a structured approach to managing software projects, enabling multiple contributors to work simultaneously without overriding each other's contributions. The significance of Git in today's finance and fintech sectors cannot be overstated, as it fosters seamless collaboration among developers, enhances project management, and ensures code integrity. When teams use Git, they can maintain a complete history of changes, which is invaluable for understanding the evolution of a project, debugging issues, and ensuring accountability. Git allows teams to create branches, which are separate paths of development, making it easy to experiment with new features without affecting the main project. This functionality is crucial in fast-paced environments like finance, where the ability to rapidly adapt to market changes can provide a competitive advantage. In addition to facilitating collaboration, Git also supports continuous integration/continuous deployment, CI/CD, practices, which are essential in DevOps workflows. By integrating code changes frequently and deploying them to production, teams can deliver new features and fixes to users more efficiently, ultimately leading to a better user experience. Basic commands and workflows and version control understanding. Git begins with familiarizing yourself with its basic commands. Here are some essential commands that you'll frequently use. Git init. This command initializes a new Git repository in your project's directory. By running, you create a hidden folder, which contains all the necessary files for version control. Git clone. If you want to work on an existing project, you can create a local copy using the command followed by the repository URL. This command will copy all the files and history from the remote repository to your local machine, allowing you to start contributing immediately. Git add. After making changes to your files, you need to stage those changes for commit using. You can add individual files or all changes at once with Git commit. Once your changes are staged, you can save them to the repository's history using the commit message should be descriptive to provide context about what changes were made. Git push. To share your changes with other collaborators, you can use, which will push your committed changes to the remote repository's main branch. Git pull. To update your local repository with the latest changes from the remote repository, use this command fetches changes and merges them into your local copy, ensuring that you are always working with the most current version of the project. A common workflow in Git involves the following steps. Start by cloning the repository. Create a new branch for your feature or bug fix using. Make changes, stage them with, and commit using. Push your branch to the remote repository using. When your work is completed, create a pull request to merge your changes into the main branch, where team members can review and provide feedback. This collaborative workflow helps maintain a clean project history and ensures that code reviews occur before integrating new features or fixes. Examples to illustrate the practical applications of Git in the finance and fintech sectors. Consider the following scenarios. Collaborative financial modeling. Imagine a team of analysts working on a financial model for investment. Forecasting. Each analyst can create their own branch to work on specific sections of the model, such as risk assessment or market analysis. Once satisfied with their contributions, they can submit pull requests for review, allowing the team lead to review changes before integrating them into the main model. Developing a fintech application. A fintech startup is developing a mobile application that requires input from both developers and designers. By using Git, developers can work on back-end functionalities while designers can simultaneously work on the user interface. Each team member can push their changes, and the project manager can easily track progress, resolve conflicts, and ensure that the application remains cohesive. Version control of regulatory documents in finance, maintaining compliance with regulations is crucial. Using Git to manage versions of compliance documents ensures that all team members are working with the latest information. Changes can be tracked, reviewed, and reverted if necessary, streamlining the compliance process. Conclusion: in this lesson, we have explored the role of Git as a vital tool in collaborative projects within the finance and fintech sectors. By understanding the basic commands and workflows of Git, you have gained the ability to manage version control effectively, enabling smoother collaboration among team members. The importance of version control in maintaining code integrity and facilitating teamwork cannot be overstated. As you continue through this course, you will build on these concepts and delve deeper into the tools and techniques that enhance DevOps practices. Reflection questions: how can using Git improve collaboration within your team at Test Company? What challenges do you foresee when implementing version control in your current projects? In what ways can effective version control contribute to regulatory compliance in the finance industry?